Hello, and welcome to the devotional podcast with Every Nation NYC. My name is Nathan. The next 10 minutes or so are all about you connecting with God. So no matter where you are, let's take some time out to turn our heart toward God. Hear His voice and connect with our Father. Father, thank you for your love toward us. Thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers and that you know the thoughts and intentions of our heart before we even bring them to you. God, thank you that even still, you place your hand of blessing upon us. Holy Spirit, we invite you into this time and space. We quiet every distraction and we set our heart on connecting with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 63, verse 1 through 8. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food, and my mouth will praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wing I will sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. Through the course of our life, we find so many longings and so many desires, so many different things calling for our attention and for our heart to be turned to. Our friends, our family, good food, things that we have yet to own. Also, we seek status, power, and intimacy. Through most of our life, the strategy for living in contentment and satisfaction is to turn our desires down. Get some realistic expectations. Want a little bit less. But in this psalm, the psalmist turns his desires and longings for God up. He says, my soul thirsts, my flesh faints. He turns and presses his desires toward God. He allows his desires to build and grow until it's bigger than any other desire in his life. Your steadfast love is better than life, he says. In this psalm, it sounds like we are adding one more desire to the list, throwing another log of spiritual longing on the unquenchable desires of our heart. However, this desire is like no other. Here, there is an offer for true and deep satisfaction. My soul will be satisfied, he says. Here there is an answer deeper and more true than any other desire can promise or ever fulfill. The eternal and infinite God answering the desires of an eternal heart set on holy intentions. So let us join with this psalmist in stirring up holy desire. The only desire that can be fully met, a spiritual desire for the living God. When we stir up this desire, we have a heart set on God above all other desires. When we do this, we ready ourselves for his answer and his coming. We make ourselves ready to move when he calls. We make ourselves ready to hear him when he answers. We prepare ourselves to see and be grateful for all of the good things that he is going to bring into your life. And when he does answer, and when he does move, we can say with the psalmist, I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wing, I will sing for joy. Let's go to God in prayer. God, as we come to you, it is easy to see that our hearts have been so distracted. We don't always feel your presence. We don't always sing for joy. And in the gap between our heart and you, we fill it with so many different desires. God, I pray that today we could stir up desire for you. We could see you as more valuable than anything else that we desire. We could see you as more valuable than anything else we could want. And as we look to you, we can be thankful for every good thing that you have brought into our life. Lord, I pray that today you would be near and that our hearts would be set on you. In Jesus' name, amen. Over the next few minutes, I encourage you to pray and listen to God. He is near and he desires to speak with you. I'd encourage you to start this simple prayer. Father, would you please show me how I can more fully set my heart on you and how I can be more ready to receive the good things that you want. Thank you for taking some time out of your day to connect with God. My hope is that you've been able to hear directly from Him and get to know Him a little better. You've been listening to the Devotional Podcast with Every Nation NYC. For more resources and podcasts, please find us at everynationnyc.org/media.